Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Dooley, as the Homeowners Association president, you feel you have the right to go into somebody's backyard and to take their patio furniture out of there?
Phil, I think that if Jackie Kennedy can crawl out onto the back of a limousine, and I don't want to be shocking, but Jackie Kennedy crawled out onto the back of a limousine and fetched pieces of her husband's brain, then I think I can go into someone's backyard.
Oh, come on. That comparison.
I think, Phil, I can go into someone's backyard and get rid of that horrific plastic patio furniture. We're not animals yet. We're not animals yet. And that's something that we have kept in mind at our HOA and through all of our steering committee meetings. That's what guides me. And Steve, too.
We're not animals yet.
We're not animals yet.
Well, what, again, the question remains, what prompted you to go into their backyard?
Phil, I have never liked plastic lawn furniture. Our Homeowners Association is considering a motion to ban it outright. Now, we have allowed it so far, but in the summer only. Now,
yeah, but what prompted you? I understand that you guys don't want that in the rest of the year. You'll allow it in the summer. What prompted you to go into their backyard on that given day?
All right. We had received information. Marianne Compton, who works in our sales office, told me that Wayne Gretzky's people have been in 3 times to look at a home in our Poplar phase. Okay? This is the 6,000-square-foot California hacienda.
All right.
It has a fountain, it has a pool, a gazebo, and a brick waterfall. It's really gorgeous. But to have Wayne and Janet as part of our Western States family, I think it would cause all of us just to black out with joy.
So in other words, you were trying to impress the Gretzkys by not having them see any plastic furniture? Is this it?
Well, Phil, I'm going to tell you something. I will be damned by the Christ if I'll let the Gretzkys see any plastic lawn furniture in any of our phases.
All right, so I'm right.
And that includes the Magnolia phase, which is under 4,500 square feet. So that's it.
All right, Bobby, the Mosley family, you'll be damned by the Christ, huh?
No, I feel that's how strongly I feel about it.
All right, the Mosley family is the family whose yard that you went into, okay?
Well, what did they tell you?
All right, hold on. The Mosley family is the family whose yard that you went into, and they claim you dragged the furniture out to a recycling bin in the street without their permission, and that also included their portable gas grill?
No, the portable grills, Phil, are not allowed. Only built-ins are allowed after summer. The portable grills are not allowed. Only built-ins are allowed after summer. I have told them that repeatedly. But let me tell you what these people do who have the plastic lawn furniture and the portable gas grills. They overload their garage with them. Then they have to park their cars in the driveway, which is a violation of the HOA rules and regulations.
Then, all right, so you've gone into their backyard. Wait a minute. You're saying you will not allow them to put it in the garage? The plastic furniture?
No.
Why? Again, it's because it...
Because it overloads the garage, Phil, and then they're parking their cars in the driveway. You're not allowed to do that. That is a violation.
All right. What was in the memo that was circulated which caused so much problems? I mean, caused so many problems for a lot of people?
Well, Phil, I don't think it did.
Well, we had the Mosleys call us.
It was a heads up for all of the homeowners to be aware that the Wayne Gretzky family was considering a move to Western Estates. And on Tuesday, September 3rd, by 8 a.m., please have all your plastic lawn furniture and portable barbecues on the street for recycling. And I signed it, Phil, as a way of letting everyone know in whose spirit I really am doing this. I signed it Jacqueline Bouvier Dooley. Because
as Jacqueline, you signed it Jacqueline Bouvier Dooley, and that's what got people upset.
Let me tell you something.
No, but that's what got people upset. Because you're somehow identifying with her?
Because, I'll tell you what, like Jackie, I want class and versatility. Now, here is a girl, Jackie Kennedy, who one day was ordering quilts for the Lincoln bedroom, and the very next day was picking up bits of cranium from the back of a Lincoln...
Okay, this is a very painful part of the history of this country.
I'm trying to say how versatile she was.
And so you sign it... Jackie Bouvier Dooley, because you want the class that Jackie Kennedy imbued in the White House in your...
In our community, yes, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I have a complaint letter from the Mosleys that you accosted Sandra Mosley, It says here...
I did not accost her.
Well, it says that you did, and I want to give our phone number out here at 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Some very important people, she thinks, are going to move into the Western Estates community, the Wayne Gretzky's. Now, for people who don't know, they're hockey players, or he was a hockey player?
Yes. He one of the greatest, Phil. Really, one of the most outstanding hockey players that ever has been. I don't really follow hockey, but I'm told he was really great. And can you imagine the Gretzky's driving through our community and seeing plastic lawn furniture, portable gas grills, plastic Doughboy swimming pools, boats with covers on them? It is enough to make me black out from embarrassment.
My wife has a fainting problem.
And I have blacked out before from embarrassment. I have been so embarrassed, I've blacked out.
All right, so this was a heads up?
This was a heads up for all homeowners, Phil. So I did not accost Sandra Mosley. Now, Jackie Bouvier Kennedy went into the White House and turned that dump around. That is what I've done to Western Estates. Even though it was never a dump, it would look like a dump if these pigs keep the plastic furniture. And if Jackie can take that toilet of a White House and make it...
Well, the White House wasn't a toilet.
Oh, okay, Phil.
The White House wasn't a toilet.
All right, Phil. Whatever you say, Phil.
Okay, Phil.
Did you accost Sandra Mosley?
I did not, Phil. She was pulling up as I was coming out from behind her garage with the god-awful double plastic chaise, and she said, quote, "What exactly are you doing?" And, Phil, I almost blacked out from her stupidity. And I handed her the memo, and I said, and keep in mind, Phil, I am quivering with anger and disbelief. I said, "Sandra, some of us got out of the eighth grade and can read. Some of us got out of the eighth grade and we can read." And at that moment, I thought about Jackie and what a saint she was in the face of the slut Marilyn Monroe, and something came over me as if Jackie were guiding me, and I slapped Sandra Mosley like Jackie would have slapped Marilyn. And I apologized, and I told her, "Do you know the pressure I'm under preparing for the possibility of Janet and Wayne Gretzky moving here?"
Well,
for you to be so selfish constitutes almost slavish and slut-like narcissism. And if you know anything about psychology, Phil, narcissism is when you care only about yourself. And Sandra, by not bringing that double chaise to recycling, she's narcissistic.
You say narcissistic?
I'm sorry, narcissistic.
So Jackie Kennedy would have slapped Marilyn Monroe?
She would have slapped the slut Monroe, yes.
All right. You took plastic lawn furniture off of someone's backyard because...
Phil, I would...
Hold on, let me just get this right. You took plastic lawn furniture out of somebody's backyard because you were embarrassed that it was there after Labor Day.
Right.
And you're also embarrassed that the Gretzky family or any other heavy hitters that come in there to look at the homes will see the plastic lawn furniture and won't want to move there.
Yes.
Okay, here's a question.
What?
What's the big deal if Wayne Gretzky doesn't live there?
You know, you really...
You're really simple-minded, aren't you?
You really are simple-minded.
Wait a minute. What's the big deal? And I'll just go over that insult. What's the big deal?
No, Phil, it's not an insult.
No, but what's the big deal if Wayne Gretzky doesn't live in your community?
Phil, it is a black eye. When an individual as prominent as Mr. Gretzky decides he's not going to move in our community, the word gets out. People see you as something other than what you really are, which is a wonderfully class community. Suddenly, we've got a stink about us. I'm not going to let that happen. As long as I am the president of Western Estates, I will not let that happen. So Sandra Mosley can move her plastic furniture out of that backyard, or she's going to see the toe of my boot and the back end of her body come together in a moment of what I could only imagine is exquisite pain. One hockey star family equals at least $10,000 to the asking price.
Oh, okay. So that's it. Wayne Gretzky moving in enhances the property value of your home.
And I will tell you that Sandra Mosley is not going to keep me from making this the kind of community we can be proud of. I never want anyone to say about Western Estates, Wayne Gretzky doesn't live there because a family had the plastic lawn furniture, the portable gas grill, and a boat with a cover on it. Oh, my God. I would black out from shame. I almost blacked out from her stupidity.
I know, and you blacked out from the joy of knowing that Mr. Gretzky was going to be living there. 1-800-449-8686. So there you have it. You know, I don't mind people asking you to keep your property up, but having plastic patio furniture, is that the equivalent of living, you know, living bad? Is that the equivalent of not caring about the property value of your neighbors? Bobby Dooley doesn't want plastic chairs, plastic tables, also portable gas grills as opposed to built-in gas grills, and no boats with covers, no boats with covers on the driveway, because she says that that almost makes her black out from embarrassment. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Western Estates Homeowners Association President Bobby Dooley joins us. She went into the backyard of Robert and Sandra Mosley's house. They live across the street. They have plastic patio furniture, which is not allowed after Labor Day at Western Estates. In so doing, Ms. Dooley, you let their dog out of the yard. Okay.
Their dog's name is Boo, right?
Their dog's name is Boo. You let the dog out, and the animal was hit by a bottled water truck. Isn't that right?
You know something, Phil? That was not my fault.
Wasn't my wife's fault.
No, but was the dog got run over or at least was seriously injured? Is that dog dead?
I don't know, Phil.
We don't know.
Well, my understanding is the animal was seriously injured. The family doesn't have the animal right now, and it was hit by some kind of a delivery truck because you had... you'd let the animal out.
Well, first of all, Phil, I think you have to understand the dog was, it was not a dog in the traditional sense. This is a dog called a Chihuahua. A lot of people are familiar with Chihuahuas.
They're not really dogs.
What do you mean they're not really dogs? There's people who got Chihuahuas and they like dogs, okay?
No, they're not really dogs that anybody...
It's not, a Chihuahua is not a traditional dog. It is a very, very nasty, filthy animal.
Yo Kyoto Taco Bell is the only thing about it.
Yo Kyoto Taco Bell.
I know what they use a Chihuahua for. I know what they use it for.
It's a filthy, nasty animal. It barks.
It's somebody's pet that when you went in, Bobby, into their backyard to get this plastic lawn furniture out of their yard, did you have permission to be on their property?
Phil, let's not go there.
Did you have permission to be on their property?
I am the Homeowners Association president.
Did you have permission to be on their property?
My wife go where she want to go.
I can go where I want to go as the Homeowners Association president.
You can go where you want to go as the Homeowners Association president. All right. Well, there's a dog that's dead. There's some furniture that people don't have any longer because apparently this gets thrown away in a recycling bin. And, you know, you're on people's property.
So your point is what?
My point is I think it's wrong. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'll tell you something else. If it was my dog...
Well, what crime are you going to have me... What, dog murder? Is it dog murder, Phil? Because there's no law against it.
There is a law against cruelty to animals.
Well, I don't know that that was the case. I told her, get the plastic furniture out of here, or you're going to see the back of my hand. When it was not moved, I went in and dragged it out of there. The dog got out. She should have known I would have been on that property.
A dog is dead today.
Yo Kyoto Taco Bell is the only thing.
No, Phil, what?
And, Mr. Henry, if I could.
Go ahead, Steve.
What, Mr. Dooley?
It's voluntary dog slaughter, which is not third degree.
Our understanding is it's voluntary dog slaughter. And that does not carry anything more than a fine. Obviously, they don't take it very seriously.
And it's a slap on the wrist.
1-800-449-8666. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that lady's, like, really crazy. You know, can you hear me still?
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, in text, what you...
Hello? Okay, well, whatever. Hello, you there? No, we lost him. 1-800-449-8686. So what you did primarily was you became a judge and executioner. You walked onto the property. You took their plastic furniture out. You then let their dog out. The dog got run over by a bottled water truck or something.
Well, it was some kind of a delivery van, Phil, but I don't know why I am being held responsible for the death of a dog that no one likes. Chihuahuas are disgusting, foul.
I'm not a big Chihuahua fan myself either.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
If you say that one more time, man, I'm going to hang up on you. If you say that yo quiero Taco Bell bullcrap one more time, I'm hanging up.
But that's all they use it for.
Use what for? The Chihuahua?
Yes.
Well, you ought to know something about Chihuahuas. First of all...
Phil, you seem to forget that I sent out a memo. Sandra Mosley should have put the mutt in the house. The memo was out. Get your dirty, filthy, white trash, plastic furniture out of your backyard and into the house.
Yeah?
So the dog should have been put in the house.
Dog should have been in the house on account of that's what they were doing with it.
Well, I don't know. You know, fact of the matter is, Ms. Mosley said that you kicked the dog in the front yard. You kicked the dog out into the street.
How did she know that?
She saw you kick the dog into the street.
Well, I'm not admitting to anything.
Yeah, you're not admitting to anything. She saw you take the dog, kick it, it went sailing up into the air and landed right in front of that truck.
Yeah, the next thing you heard was boop boop.
Yeah, and you think that's funny because I heard what you said on those other radio interview shows. You thought the whole thing was funny, and you were doing your Yo Quiero Taco Bell act.
Well, Phil, I'm sorry if the dog is gone. But you know what I said to the dog, actually, when I kicked it? Yo Quiero this Taco Bell. And I called him Taco Dog.
I've said I'm hanging up.
Well, as Western Estates Homeowners Association president, I have carte blanche to people's yards. And that means carte blanche to that dog's ass. And I can kick it. I can beat it. I wanted to toss it up in the air with a baseball bat and then just do one of those...
Well, I'd play three flies up with it.
With the Chihuahua?
Yeah. The other thing I want to do is skeet shooting.
Oh, that was a great idea Steve had. I would have the dog and a bat. He'd yell pull, and then I'd hit it up in the air.
Go ahead with a shotgun.
You're vile and disgusting people.
Oh, cut it out, Phil. We're trying to maintain our property values, and you think I'm going to let a chihuahua stand between me and Wayne Gretzky coming to one of our social mixers? You can kiss my bare ass on the county line.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. As Bobby and Steve Dooley, trying to maintain property values, pulled some plastic lawn furniture out of the back of a neighbor's yard, and in the process, their dog got out. Bobby kicked the dog up in the air, and it landed in front of a bottled water truck as it was making its deliveries, and then, well, you know the rest. She also physically was confrontational with Ms. Mosley as well, all because she doesn't like plastic lawn furniture. And it's not supposed to be out after Labor Day. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
What would cause the president of a homeowners association to take a small dog, a chihuahua dog, toss it up in the air and hit it into the street with a baseball bat because she doesn't like the plastic lawn furniture of the people that live across the street. We're talking to a woman, just such a woman, Bobby Dooley.
And Phil, I really resent that characterization.
Just such a woman, Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And
well, Phil, Sandra Mosley is my neighbor.
If I can be allowed to control my own show.
I think you're characterizing my wife wrong way.
Phil, Sandra Mosley is my neighbor, and she should have cared a little bit more about her animal than the hideous plastic chaise lounge. It's not my fault. The dog stuck to the water truck's mud flap, and it fell out in front of the Mosley kids when they came home.
All right, let me go over here to Susan. Susan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I am so aghast at this woman and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
In California, they just prosecuted a man for taking a dog out of a car and throwing it into oncoming traffic.
I understand that.
She is no better than that man.
No, that's not true.
And she should be prosecuted to the fullest of every law in the state, in every state.
May I say something, Phil?
No, you can't,
well,
Barbara.
Yes, I can.
You had your say. Now, listen.
Well, get Diane Fossey.
I don't understand how a woman, an adult woman, supposedly rational, could take her own importance over plastic lawn furniture, over the death of a dog, and you intentionally did it. I'm absolutely appalled.
How about those people in San Francisco with those pit bulls?
Oh, my God. Now you're going to call me a murderer.
Well, I mean,
yes,
some
ma'am,
people...
I am. I am going to call you a murderer. And if you do it to a dog, you do it to a child.
That is... Oh, my God. Are you PETA? You're one of those PETA idiots.
No, I
yeah,
am not
you are. You
a PETA
really are
idiot.
PETA
I'm an
idiot.
Animal lover. And
absolutely.
I've known a lot of people
you
that have owned and loved chihuahuas.
You value animals over humans. After the truck...
I didn't say that. I
well,
said if you
saying.
Would do that to an animal, you would do that to a person. That is what I said. And what is
I
your
would,
home association?
I would like
is
to
it a trailer park?
How dare you? Our homes are valued at $1 million on up. Oh,
yeah,
I am shaking.
I'm in the front yard there.
Now I am, and I can hear the dog in the background.
Oh, you hate dogs? I didn't
I can
say
hear,
I hated
I can
dogs.
Hear.
I said I was an animal lover.
Mr. Henry, she says she's an animal lover, and I think that's sick. I really do. I think, and she thinks it's funny.
No
you know
more
what?
So than you thought it was funny to hit the dog with a baseball bat.
I thought a thing fall out on the street.
Well, you're as bad as your wife. I don't have time.
Well, you know what? You
call.
May be an animal lover, but I'm a human lover, and you have no idea what health hazards that plastic furniture has.
Oh, my goodness, lady. All they had to do was wash it off with Clorox. Get a grip
Get
on
a grip
reality.
Of what? Plastic furniture lowers the property value. That's humans. Dogs, I guess, are more important to you. So when we come to your house, Susan, we'll be sure to step over the dog crap in your front yard as we come to your front door.
There is never dog crap in my front yard.
We'll be sure to step over it, and when we come into your house, we'll step
what
over the
are you in?
We'll step over the dog dishes, and we'll sit down and pick dog hair off of the chairs as we sit down for a meal where we can smell dog.
Oh,
good Lord!
Wow, she's angry.
Hey, don't let
she's
your
an
husband.
Angry lady.
By the way, Susan, don't let your husband bite us.
That is funny, Steve.
Okay, so now we're all children here. Is that it? We're all being children. Please, Susan, thank you for your call. I understand you. 1-800-449-8686. Burl, go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to say that if you could have done your program a whole lot more good by calling and interviewing two people in the mental institution and also include all the homeowners members who would elect somebody of that character.
So you think I'm nuts?
I don't think you're nuts. Hell, honey, I know you're nuts.
Look it.
I mean, you know,
we told them to get the plastic
lawn. Hey, honey, you don't go onto anybody's property and grab their property and destroy it. I don't care if you, and that is a subject, you call the law and have them do that. You don't have a right to touch anybody's property.
Well, we had
don't say you didn't have a right to kill their dog, and neither did that stupid sucker sitting there behind you.
Wait a minute. We have a lot of TV commercials that get made maybe in our place.
Big deal, you get TV commercials.
What is it? A moron's show? Most of the TV commercials can use a bunch of morons like you.
I got out of the eighth grade. How about you?
Huh?
I'm glad
you got out of the eighth grade, because you sure in hell don't act like it.
Is your name Burl?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know what's really sad? You know what's sad about this?
I was sad about it. That they ever gave you the damn time to be on the radio and annoy people.
I was a Burl Ives fan. And I loved it. You know the song that I'm talking about, Steve?
I sure do. When the red, red robin goes bob, bob, bobbing along.
I love that. And Burl Ives, and for a piece of hillbilly trash like that.
Here is Richard on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, is this Phil?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't know I was on.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to make a comment that this lady, Bobby, I guess her name is.
Yes, uh-huh.
She has committed criminal trespass. I don't care whether you're head of the association or not. People have a right to go to court. If you have a beef with them, that's our due process right, is to go to court. You've denied those people of their due process, and if I were them, I'd have you in jail for criminal trespass plus destroying private property.
It was an emergency situation.
It doesn't matter how much of an emergency it is. That lady should take you to court.
No,
and
I'd
praise her if she did, because you just don't have any sense for it.
In an emergency situation, we are allowed to take whatever steps are necessary to preserve our property.
Ma'am, that is private property.
What was the emergency?
We had two mattress warehouse commercials scheduled to be shot in our neighborhood the following morning. Now, that means that Western Estates would be on TV commercials all over the western and southeastern portion of the United States.
Wait a minute. That's an emergency?
Yes. Yes, that's an emergency.
You'd have to convince me in court, and I tell you what, I would have criminal trespass charges against you so fast it'd make your head swim.
Can I tell you something, Richard? My husband used his heat lamp one fall to get his tan because the season had passed. The heat lamp was so strong it melted the plastic on the furniture, and I don't mind telling you, it caused serious, serious injury to my husband in a very, very special place.
You know what they would say in court? That's
mm-hmm.
irrelevant. That's totally irrelevant. You took somebody's private property.
I mean, a special place.
I mean his genitals.
All right, fine. So we got that bit of information.
He had a permanent plastic condom. Oh, you see how people laugh, Phil?
Well, I'm laughing because you have murdered a dog. You have.
I resent the use of the word murdered.
You murdered a dog. You took people's property, like Richard said. You dragged it out of the street. You threw it away. And you not only murdered the animal, you tortured it first because the dog was run over by a truck only after you hit it with a freaking baseball bat. Now you're telling me that your husband, because of melted plastic on a lawn chair, had a permanent condom.
What about it?
I think you should write a book.
And your point is what?
All right, Richard, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But after we got it super ribbed for my pleasure, I didn't...
Yeah, okay. Get out of here! Bobby and Steve, man. Bobby and Steve. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.